Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud, Chulin Kuf Beis, Chulin 102a, pagination is 203. We'll start by Tanya Nami Hochi, which is about a quarter of the way down in the beginning of a line, maybe a fifth of the way down at the beginning of a line. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned like this. Our topic is Ever Minachai, a limb from a living animal. And the Gemara on Amud Beis, the facing page, introduced the topic. And our Gemara is going to bring an affirmation that there is indeed a machlokes regarding when this mitzvah applies. The mitzvah of Ever Menachai, a limb from a living animal, is a very significant mitzvah in that not only does it apply to Jews as a law of kosher of sorts, but it also applies to non-Jews. We have non-Jewish mitzvahs, primarily the way they're simply categorized are the seven. That's the way it's often described, even though we did have a Gemara not long ago which mentioned that there are derivatives to these seven. But the seven are the three biggies: Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, idol worship, immoral relations, and murder. And then Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalid. Aleph is Ever Min Hachai, limb from a living animal, that's our topic. Beis is Birchas Hashem, referring to cursing God. Gezel is the Gimel, theft, and Dalid is Dinim, law and order. So on Ever Menachai, the Braisa states regarding a Jew, Noheg ba behema chaya va'of, bein temeya bein tahora. The first opinion holds that it's relevant by a domesticated type animal, the wild type animal like a deer, and bird, bein temeya, bein tahora, regardless of whether it is non-kosher or kosher. Shene'emar rak chazak levilti achol adam. It says that you should not eat the blood, and you should not have ever menachai, lo sochal hanefesh im habasar, not to eat the life with the meat, while the life is still alive. And therefore, the first opinion says that this Ever Menachai applies even by non-kosher animals. It would be a double violation to do such a thing. Kol sha'ata metzuva al damo ata metzuva al evarav. Any time that you're in violation for eating its blood, you would be in violation regarding its limb. This would come to exclude dogim and chagavim, fish and kosher grasshoppers. Kol sha'ata metzuva al damo ata metzuva al evarav, v'chol sha'ata metzuva al damo ata metzuva al evarav, divrei Rabbi Elazar. These are the words of Rabbi Elazar. I mentioned kosher grasshoppers. According to this first opinion, non-kosher animals are also our topic, and non-kosher grasshoppers, they would have a double violation. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, Eina noeg ela b'tehorim, it's only applicable by kosher animals. Now indeed, by behema, chaya, and ov, domesticated or non-domesticated, and birds. But it's only by kosher animals. Shene'emar, lo socha l'nefesh im habasar. The pasuk in Re'eh, where we have this mitzvah, is describing you shouldn't eat the life with the meat. Elabasa luchudeh, it's talking about a case where you're allowed to eat the meat. Just don't eat it together while it's still alive. Kol shebesara muta ata metzuva alei varav, v'chol she'en besara muta in ata metzuva alei varav. If it's not permitted as meat, then the statement of don't eat the life with the meat is not relevant. It's only in a case where you would be able to eat the meat if you would only wait until the animal dies. That's the second opinion, that it's only by kosher. Rabbi Meir says, Eina noeg ela bevehema tahora bilvad. It only applies by kosher domesticated animals, because the pasuk is describing over there v'zavachta mibikorcha umitzoncha, domesticated type animals. So we have a three-way machlokes. Should it apply even by non-kosher? Should it apply only by kosher, but by behema chayev ha'of, all kosher? Only exclusion would be dogim and chagavim, fish and grasshoppers. And the third opinion is it's only by domesticated kosher. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Samach Beis, Eva Menachai Osur Ba Behema Chaya Va'of, it applies by domesticated and non-domesticated, and birds, clearly excluding the opinion of Reb Meir. Dropping down a little further, we find out that the mitzvah by a non-Jew is going to be slightly different. Amar Rav Gidel Amar Rav, starting at the end of a line, entering the beginning of the next line, Machlokes b'Yisrael. This Machlokes was regarding a Jew. Avo b'ven Noach, but Noahid law, Divrei Yaakov Muzer al Atomei Ketahorim, non-kosher or kosher is going to be the same in terms of types of animals, and all of them are going to have the mitzvah of Eiver Minachai. There's also another consideration in a distinction between Jew and non-Jew. In Simon Chof Zayin, the discussion comes up. The Mechaber writes, Chotach mibehema la'achash anishchato, if a person cut a limb from an animal after shchita was done, so that the animal is halachically dead, so it's not really Eiver Minachai, but the animal or bird is still moving. You can't eat from it until the animal dies. But once the animal dies, it's not called Eiver Minachai because it was cut off after a good shechita. Now the question comes up regarding a non-Jew to whom shechita is not relevant. If such a thing would be done, is that okay for a non-Jew to eat? And the discussion takes on a heightened sense if there was a shechita on a non-kosher animal, so that it's totally irrelevant to do shechita. It's not kosher relevant in terms of shechita. And similarly, the question would be, if the animal was owned by a non-Jew, even if you did shechita, is shechita relevant in such a case? And that would be a question regarding Eiver Minachai, when we're trying to be precise, exactly when it would or would not apply. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.